around the globe, it's time for your RM World Travel Connection with Robert and Mary Carey and Rudy Maxa on the SSI Radio Network.
Let's buckle up as the show begins. Rome, well, I take you around this great big world.
Connect with the show anytime at rmworldtravel.com or on social media at RM World Travel. And now, welcome to America's number one travel radio show.
Here we go. Welcome aboard America's number one travel radio show, everyone. It is just after 10 a.m. Eastern Time. It is Saturday, December 13th, 2025. Mary and I are back from our travels to Miami and the Bahamas this week. And from coast to coast, border to border, and around the world on TuneIn, get comfortable as the fastest 2 hours in travel. Well, we have a lot coming your way today. You know, when you think about it, half of December is basically over. You know, I get, by the way, to all you people who want to email me. Technically, yes, it's going to happen, you know, Monday into Tuesday this week. I get that. But all the materials that we work with on this show, we code the program by week. And today is the 50th week of 2025. So I don't know about all of you out there tuned in. It doesn't feel like it should be, you know, December to me. I guess I'm still more in, I don't know, Mary, a September mindset or something. But it is what it is, as I like to say. And since none of us have figured out how to stop Father Time, I guess essentially mid-December it is.
It is. We are here. And I think that it is hard to believe we are looking at January. Our team certainly knows what time of the year it is. Here's a little inside info. Our team is already booking our shows through March and in some cases April
Correct.
Of next year already. That's how far out we book. But Robert, we've been on the move a lot, particularly the latter part of the year here. And I think that's a big factor why we feel that the year has flown by. We've been going nonstop since February.
We'll talk about this next week. We're going to do three segments with the team next week on this show, and I happen to add up all the days that Mary and I have been traveling because we've been talking about this as we're on a plane or sitting in an airport or a cruise ship or at a resort, wherever it's been, and I think it'll surprise us, and we've done it all. But anyway, now through New Year's, at least I'll say, we are home. We just got back from Miami on Thursday afternoon. We flew down to that city after last week's show to catch up with the all-new Oceana Allura. We traveled with them to the Bahamas as part of their launch of the new ship, beautiful ship, and the inaugural sailing event to celebrate it.
Yeah, absolutely. So Oceana is the sister brand to Regent Seven Seas, and that's the ship we're going to be sailing on the Grandeur next October from Malta. And from personal experiences this week, though, we have absolutely no problem completely recommending Oceana. Beautiful ship, as you said, Robert. The level of luxury that they're providing is well done, the value. And the new Allura ship offers a really nice way to travel with all of its offerings. We had a great time. It was a short cruise, but it was a lot of fun. So coming up in our B block next, and also at the start of next hour, we're going to share some of our travels aboard the Allura, so you can all hear about that with all of
we'll
you.
We'll do that. We did a little bit on our Rick Burgess show earlier in the week, and now we're going to do it on this program. So, Rudy, how's life treating you there in St. Paul, Minnesota today?
Well, I hate to belabor the weather, but Minnesota's famous for it, and this Arctic front is moving in, so I think it's going to be a high of -1 today or something. I don't know. It's going to be a miserable 2 days here, basically, before it gets mild. But other than that, the snow's on the ground. It looks pretty. Snows are on all the trees. It's very pretty, and because nothing's melting, so it's sort of frozen and stuck as a some kind of Christmas card cover. You know?
Yeah, I like that.
Okay, that's very nice.
I'm hoping we get that.
Bobby, what has your attention most, I would say, at this point down there in Dallas at the Network Center?
Yeah, it's also the Arctic front that's hit us. I think it's 49 degrees outside right now.
How do you survive?
I have three layers on. That's how I'm surviving at the moment.
I'll tell both. Mary and I, we enjoyed it. It was, 87 in the Bahamas when we were there, and I think it was 84 in Miami.
Miami was beautiful.
Yeah. At night, it was terrific.
It was like a little cooler in the evening.
I'm so happy for you.
Well, listen. Playing the violin.
Again, everyone out there across the country, just go travel. You know, go find the warmth. Or, by the way, if you want to go skiing, go do what you want to do.
Okay. So, yeah, I do feel like that we are becoming our parents, though, because I never thought I would be so drawn to Florida in the winter months. But when I get around that heat, like, I'm really starting
to.
Starting to get it, though. Yeah, I am. All right, so before we get into the travel news roundtable, I want to let all of you know that we do have new travel polls waiting for you to go ahead and vote on the homepage of our show website. The first question is, this Christmas season, are you home for the holidays, or are you going to be out on the road? And the second question is, do you expect to travel more or less in 2026?
Okay. Some folks have already voted there at rmworldtravel.com. So go do that. We will talk about those next week when we are with you at this time. All right. As we let's move into the travel news roundtable. I just was trying to gather what I want to talk about here. I will start us off. This is something again. We got to have, you know, when taking a flight these days, beyond making the actual ticket booking, you know, more and more the next two things you think about is what credit card do you have and what does it get you, right? And then what airport lounge can you access? Two more examples underscoring my point, you know, came into reality this week as Southwest CEO Bob Jordan, he said that airport lounges are a need with huge benefits for customers as the carrier is exploring airport leases as a part of their move into premium offering and expansion, and they are working with credit card partner Chase. So he said, it's clear our customers want lounges, and we're pushing and we're pursuing the customer for that. And then he added that we will have a lounge network that allows us to offer a premium credit card that gets you access. And then, as an example of number two, JetBlue will open its first ever airport lounge at JFK next week. That's going to be the 18th of December. And they're going to call it Blue House. Their Blue House lounge at JFK is going to span about 9,000 square feet. It's going to be across two floors. A second location is coming for Boston Logan International Terminal C. That's going to be in 2026. The JFK is going to be Terminal 5. And I bring it up because you're going to get high-speed internet, power outlets, all the things you want, game room they're going to have, open seating, quiet zones. And the reason they're doing it, again, to underscore example two, access will be complimentary if you are a Mosaic 4 member or a JetBlue Premier credit card member. Everyone else, you're going to pay $39 to get in. So that's it. That's what we're looking for now, apparently. Airport lounges, credit cards to get in your flights.
Yeah, well, here's what I would like to know, because I have a huge beef with the Amex Centurion lounges. Are these departure only, or can you use
nuts.
The restroom when you land at an airport?
Departure only.
I was turned away.
Yes, you were.
So was
at
I.
a Centurion lounge.
Correct.
You too, Rudy? I have such a
Las
beef
Vegas.
With that.
I said I just wanted to come in and, you know, get a cup of coffee and use the restroom.
No,
or you're
a banana.
Not departing. You're, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's awful. I think we pay these premiums for these cards.
At departure, not upon
arrival. Right.
Arrival.
I think
arrival.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, you cannot use it upon arrival. That's right.
Correct.
Right. Now, Delta, I use my Delta clubs do allow you. And
well, you can, American do. Or, yeah, correct, yeah, you can do it with the Admiral, wherever it's going to be, or United.
But Capital One clubs, too, same thing. You can't use them upon arrival.
I think that's awful. And the other beef I have, because I really have one with Centurion,
this
is only one person can get in. Only one person can get in unless you pay, what is it? Is it $50 to get the other spouse in for a bad coffee and a banana? Really, I'm vocalizing this because I am mad. Yeah, Amex Centurion lounges.
That's why I love you.
Yep, and your food's terrible these days. So you know what? Get it together.
Get it together. Let's go, American Express. You know exactly right. Now, fortunately, I would say I think they've heard you because they're not increasing the rate for our card for a whole another year, which because they were going to get a cancellation from us. But right now they're saying no, we'll keep you at the old rate, which you may want to push that out.
That'll probably change next year.
Rudy, you have anything really quick? Well, forget it, Rudy.
Well, real fast. Bali is going to ban Airbnbs. There are 2,000 of them. The governor says it's taking money away from hotels that have 60% occupants.
Up next, folks, after this quick sponsors break, Oceana CCO Nathan Hickman will make it to our national airways for the first time. We're back in 3 minutes. Don't.
As we take a brief sponsors break, now's a good time to check us out on Facebook, Instagram, X, or LinkedIn at RM World Travel. We're coming right back.
If you're looking for a holiday gift, check out Raycon's Everyday Earbud Classics. And right now, they're up to 20% off at buyraycon.com/carry, so grab them while you can. The Everyday Earbud Classics are loaded with upgrades, active noise cancellation, multi-point connectivity, and an ergonomic fit that actually stays put. Over 3 million customers love Raycons. Get the perfect audio gift site-wide for up to 20% off at buyraycon.com/carry or visit rmworldtravel.com under sponsors. You do need to order by December 15th to guarantee delivery by Christmas.
You know how every family has that one holiday cooking disaster story? Well, rest easily because those days are over with Chef IQ Sense. This wireless cooking thermometer is the best gift to yourself or friends and family because it's going to get your meat perfect every time. It's a great gift for a seasoned cook or everyone in between. This season, give yourself and your loved ones the gift of perfectly cooked meals and save 30% with code CARRY at Chef IQ chefiq.com. That's chefiq.com. Use the code CARRY, and you'll get 30% off, or you can visit armworldtravel.com and find a link. Can a security system stop a break-in before it starts? Traditional systems may not. They only take action after someone is already inside, often too late. SimpliSafe at simplisafe.com/carry is designed to be proactive, with a double layer of defense to stop crime before it starts. AI-powered cameras keep watch outside for potential threats, and when something looks off, live agents step in. This month only, take 50% off any new system. One of the best prices you'll see. Visit simplisafe.com/carry or armworldtravel.com, because there's no safe like SimpliSafe. What does living better mean to you? When you wake up feeling well, you do more of the things you love in life. If pain affects your life, Relief Factor can help change that. Relief Factor is a 100% drug-free daily supplement that helps your body fight pain naturally. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor supports your body's response to inflammation. So give their three-week quick start a try for just $19.95. Call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 800-4-4. 800-4-RELIEF, or visit relieffactor.com, or head to rmworldtravel.com for a link under sponsors.
Got a question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert and Mary and our show team anytime on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and X at RM World Travel. Now, back to award-winning RM World Travel.
Well, last segment, you heard us talking about our travels this week aboard the all-new Oceana Allura. It's an impressive ship, folks, and it's helping to reset the direction Oceana is growing. As you know, we partnered this show with their sister brand, Region 7 Seas, but Oceana will also be getting love from us on this program, too, as well as another show we also syndicate, the Rick Burgess Show.
That's right. Immediately following last week's live broadcast, Robert and I headed to LaGuardia for our flight down to Miami, and on Sunday morning, we boarded the all-new Oceana Allura. We spent some time with show friend Alex Sharp, the CEO of Signature Travel Network, along with others, including some show fans that we traveled with in Portugal a few years ago.
Fun.
That was a lot of fun. But during our travels over to Nassau, Bahamas, and back, we did enjoy some quality time with Oceana Chief Commercial Officer Nathan Hickman, and here's some of our conversation with him.
Well, Nathan, listen, there's a lot of competition in the cruise sector of travel. As you know, we just recently created a new partnership with both Regent Seven Seas and Oceana Cruises. There's a lot of mojo surrounding the Oceana brand. So I want you to talk about how Oceana has evolved over the years and really how these new ships like Allura that we're on right now are leading the way.
Well, thank you. And thank you for having me. You know, we are a 23-year-old brand. And when we started, it was very clear what we wanted to be, which is we wanted to be focused on itineraries and destinations, but also we wanted to be known as the foodie cruise line, the cruise line that you came when you wanted the finest cuisine at sea. And over the last 23 years, we've really evolved that. We started with one ship, and now you're on board Allura, and she is our eighth ship, and we have four more on order.
Four more on order. You will be busy, you and your team at Oceana. Nathan, something that is really noticeable to us is the level of luxury that you're providing at Oceana in conjunction with the fact that it's very value-priced. Talk a little bit about the synergy of flexibility and choice and luxury, but also the value that you're providing.
Well, you know, you mentioned the fact that a partnership not only with Oceana Cruises, but our sister brand, Regent Seven Seas. And I think both cruise lines, both brands, kind of run the gamut of luxury, right? We are kind of that entry point to luxury. And how we do that is we provide the luxury experience, but it's about choice, about personalization, about customization. Whereas Regent is all-inclusive, ultra luxury. So we, I think, have something for everyone. But for those guests who want to step up from a premium cruise experience or contemporary cruise experience, maybe they no longer want to be on a large ship with thousands and thousands of people, or they don't want to go on board and feel like, okay, what's included is this, but I have to pay for everything else. They can come to Oceana. We offer a smaller ship. Allura here is 1,200 guests, just 600 rooms. And then we have wonderful dining, and that dining's included no matter if it's our main restaurant or any of our specialty restaurants.
Well, and you certainly have that covered. I want to talk about that because I think, you know, many travelers, they like to identify with certain brands in luxury travel. We could look to the hotel sector of travel. We could look to the automotive sector of travel. You know, I guess even to a degree, you can look at whether it's the credit cards out there or the airlines and so forth. But, you know, Oceana has done a good job in staking out, or I will say cornering, the culinary traveler, right? You certainly have a significant number of dining and even bar lounge options options here. You know, we've enjoyed. So, you know, we have to have you weigh in on this as well, Nathan.
Well, you know what it is? It actually started with our founding executive culinary director, a man named Jacques Pepin. And he is a legend within the culinary world. And he, again, was our founding executive culinary director. We even have a restaurant on board named after him that he worked with our executive chefs to develop the menu for. And he really had this driving philosophy that if you don't get the right ingredients, the freshest ingredients, it doesn't matter how talented you are as a cook. If you have a lousy tomato, it's a lousy tomato.
That's true.
So it really was foundational for us to make sure that everything that we provided, how we provisioned the ships throughout the world, that we got the finest ingredients that we can find, whether that means airlifting or sourcing locally. And then that evolved from, okay, the finest cuisine at sea, what does that mean? Well, it doesn't just mean the food on the plate. It's really a way that we can approach culture and the destinations we visit. So we've developed these culinary classes that we have with our and chef instructors that take you out into the destination. And now you get to discover a port or a city from the lens of food.
Let's build upon that, because the culinary center that you've developed with Chef Catherine Kelly is pretty amazing. And I know you know it. I mean, Nathan, it really is. We're going to feature the culinary center next month when we're on Region 7 Seas Grandeur. But the program began on Oceana.
It did.
And I think that that's something that's got to be a source of pride for you. Talk a little bit about it.
We are. It was in about 2010. We had this idea that why can't we have a culinary school at sea. And so we reached out to Chef Catherine Kelly. She was at the CIA at the time, Culinary Institute of America, just to not get any confusion.
Not the other CIA.
And she agreed to take a sabbatical and build us a school. And now it's 13 years later, or actually, no, more than that, 16 years later, and she's still here. And she's built out an amazing program with chef instructors that come on. And, you know, we really develop classes that reflect the regions that we're traveling.
I think that's the most exciting part. They truly do reflect that, as well as the fact that it's really for all skill levels. It's not intimidating at all.
No, there's even classes on how to sharpen your knives.
Right.
But we also found out, you know, while we have a lot of guests who say, yes, I want to take a class and learn how to cook and cook alongside the chef instructor, right? It's hands-on. What we've also found a growing demand, what we call our chef studio. It's where I don't necessarily want to cook, but I really want to be in the kitchen. I really want to ask questions and have the conversation. And I think about, you know, think of some of the best parties you've had at people's houses, right? Everyone ends up ultimately in the kitchen with a glass of wine. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of like that. You get to have a party with our chefs in our chef studio.
Well, we appreciate that, because we actually built our house around that. And it is the place where everybody centers, because food and travel, and that's one of the things we identify with Oceana. They're symbiotic when they go together. I want to take it a different direction, because, you know, Nathan, you've spent nearly 25 years with Oceana and in the NCL family. You know cruising as well as anybody that's out there, right? Mary and I are asked a lot about what do we love about cruising, or, you know, why have you know, people have heard the evolution of cruising on our show and so forth. But, you know, I want to know from you, you know, what are some things that you most connect with about the cruise industry? And then I'll also throw out, I guess, you know, what are some things that you want our listeners who are going to hear this interview that we're doing with you right now across the USA to really know about cruise and all that it offers?
Well, you know, first I would say is there are so many different options out there, and I think that's a good thing. You know, there are ships that are 4,000, 5,000, 6,000 guests, right? And with water slides and racetracks, and there is definitely a customer and a client for that ship.
Yeah, we agree with that.
But that's not where we land. We are, you know, we build our smaller ships. It's really about experiential learning while on board, but really connecting it to the destination. And where I think, you know, what we're laser focused on is who our guest is. And the Oceana guest tends to be 55 plus, well-traveled. They're not coming to Oceana to travel for the first time. Oftentimes they've cruised before. They're stepping up from a larger ship experience. They're saying, I love all the options, but I just no longer want the crowds.
Yeah.
And I want to see new places. And that's where we really focus. I said earlier, it's not just about the food, it's the destinations we go to. You know, we have over 257 unique itineraries next year alone. We go to 600 unique ports of call. And we do that on cruises that range from 7 days all the way up to 180 days. We have a world cruise that's 180 days in length.
Now, that's a differentiator for you guys.
It is. No, I think, you know, understandably, what in the industry we refer to as milk runs. You know, it's Tuesday, you're in this port. It's Wednesday, you're in that port. And we don't really take that approach. We have a ship that's in a region, and they will have a unique itinerary every single time. And then also it's what we do when within those itineraries. So, for example, our ships tend to get to port a little bit earlier, leave a little bit later. When we can, we like to do overnights, because what we've heard from the Oceania guest is that they're curious travelers. They want to explore more deeply. So even when you're in a port, instead of saying, oh, you can have this city tour where you can walk around the city or get on a coach, we have what we like to call small batch or boutique excursion experiences. So you go with the chef instructor that we have on board that hopefully you had a great party with in the chef studio, and they take you to the market and you pick out the ingredients that they're going to take back to the ship and cook. Or we have our Go Local tours, and I love this because I've been to Rome several times. And last summer, we were in Rome, and we went to a particular neighborhood on this Go Local tour. And the person who headed this tour had her family restaurant in this neighborhood. We went to this market. We spent 4 hours just in this one neighborhood in Rome. And even though I've probably spent countless days in Rome, I felt more Roman that day than I'd ever done before.
Real quick, Nathan, do you think there's an itinerary in the world that Oceania does better than anyone else?
You know, not so much an itinerary, but a region. So while we have ships that sail all over the world, hit almost every continent, the Mediterranean is where we shine strong. In fact, Allura, the ship that you were on, she'll be sailing in the Med year-round, so even in our quiet season in the winter.
And that is probably a great place to leave it today, Nathan. Food and Oceania, culinary, and all of the local experiences. Thank you so much for your time and for hosting us on this beautiful ship this week.
Thank you.
Folks, our eyes were open to the level of quality Oceania is delivering to travelers, and their new Allura ship is an experience well worth your travel dollars.
It is. And the next time you're in Miami, speaking of travel experiences, go check out the new La Specialita Italian restaurant in the Design District. They have a very successful location in Milan, Italy. They opened the second location in Miami. I would say getting a reservation is a little bit of a challenge, so plan ahead. But I promise you, you are in for a culinary treat in this restaurant.
We absolutely enjoyed our time there. It was great. La Specialita, folks. Go check it out. Well, we need to step aside right now for some important sponsor messages. Christmas in Branson is next. 80% of the show is still to come, everyone. Stay with us.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back. And you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.
Hey everyone, Robert and Mary here to share the news that we've partnered with Regent Seven Seas Cruises, and we want you to go experience for yourself exactly why they're so renowned for offering top-notch luxury ocean cruising that's unrivaled at sea.
Regent delivers the most inclusive luxury experience at sea, with always included unlimited shore excursions, exquisite dining, including all specialty restaurants at no added cost, unlimited beverages, fine wines, craft cocktails, and specialty coffees, and unlimited access to the spa facility, free Wi-Fi, valet laundry services, and the list keeps going.
Besides their fleet of modern ships with more on the way, we appreciate the quality entertainment and enrichment experiences they offer on board, and all gratuities are prepaid, so you're never reaching for your wallet.
You'll be hearing us broadcast from their new Seven Seas Grandeur, and as part of our alliance with them, you can even come travel with us aboard Seven Seas Grandeur as well for a big Let's Go America tour in the Southern Med in October of 2026.
For more information, visit rssc.com/rmworldtravel or just go to our website, rmworldtravel.com. Look under sponsors, folks.
Happy travels, everyone.
To connect with the program anytime, visit us online at rmworldtravel.com.
Sometimes we all need a vacation, a celebration to bring us together now. America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome back to your RM World Travel Connection.
Welcome back. This portion of our award-winning program is sponsored by ReliefFactor.com. You know, the rigors of travel wear on all of us, as do aspects of everyday life. And if you're feeling more aches and pains these days, or other symptoms from inflammation in our bodies or your bodies, we've got the solution for you. It's called Relief Factor, a 100% natural research-based formula that was created to help combat the root causes of inflammation, which is the body's natural inflammatory response function that can cause aches and pains from exercise, overexertion, aging, and just everyday living. Here's an email we received from Tracy, who's a show fan in Knoxville, and she writes, "My husband is a diabetic and has suffered from neuropathy in his feet for years. Early this year, he broke his leg right below the ankle, and due to diabetes, he couldn't take ibuprofen, but his foot kept swelling. I decided to buy him Relief Factor because I had run out of other options. It worked. The swelling started going away, and as he continued to use it, he realized his neuropathy was no longer bothering him either. I don't have scientific proof, but I will testify. It was the only thing we added to his life, and the neuropathy issue disappeared after 2 months of using Relief Factor. Thank you." Hey, thanks for taking the time to write, Tracy. In fact, Relief Factor is a powerful and unique combination of botanical ingredients and fish oil that's trusted by many thousands in our audience to provide ongoing relief from their pain, be it back, neck, shoulder, hip, or knee pain, or just plain general muscle aches and pains. Try it for yourself. Just go to relieffactor.com, and when you do, you can easily order a 3-week trial pack for just $19.95. That's relieffactor.com, or you can find a direct link at armworldtravel.com by looking under sponsors. Well, have you ever considered visiting Missouri for Christmas? I know, neither had I, until I learned what's going on in Branson, Missouri, from November 1st through January 7th. Now, you may know Branson as a place to go for music. It calls itself the entertainment capital of the world, thanks to a number of theaters featuring live performers. But Branson also celebrates Christmas in a big way, and Heather Herman has stopped by to explain. She's the Senior Vice President of the Branson Lakes Area Chamber of Commerce and Convention and Visitors Bureau. Heather, welcome to the show. I'm a little overwhelmed by the offerings during the Christmas season in Branson because I looked at the website. Break things down just a bit for us, will you?
Oh, absolutely. Thanks so much for having me. So we are known for Ozark Mountain Christmas, which obviously we have Ozark Mountain Hospitality, but we are known for having the most amazing light displays. We've got an incredible light display down at Branson Landing. We've got more than 50 community trees. All of our live music shows, 50 live music shows that have holiday performances in all of them. And then, of course, we're home to two of the number one holiday-focused things. Big Cedar Lodge was just voted number one holiday hotel by USA Today, as well as Silver Dollar City Best Holiday Event at a theme park. So you can find something to do at every turn in Branson.
I've stayed at Cedar Lodge, and I went to Silver Lake. But there are a couple of unusual things I noticed on the website. You offer helicopter tours at night, and you also have a train. What's that all about?
Oh, my gosh, you're right. Branson Scenic Railroad offers the authentic Polar Express train ride. So you can hop aboard with your pajamas and slippers and get on that train and listen to the story being told and watch the servers sing and dance down the aisles, and then also be able to have your cup of hot cocoa and a cookie. And then every child on board will get a silver bell from Santa as he walks through the train cars.
Helicopters.
Oh, yes. The helicopters are awesome because you can tour at night to be able to see all of the Christmas lights as you fly over Branson, because we have multiple drive-through light displays, and then, of course, the Branson Landing, and then all of the different light displays at hotels, properties, Silver Dollar City. So you can get on a helicopter and see it from a bird's-eye view up in the sky. It's pretty awesome.
And what is this Christmas Pass that I saw on your website?
Oh, my gosh. So we have the Ozark Mountain Christmas Pass, and you can get that on our website. It's free, so it's just you download it on an app, and you can check in at all the different locations throughout Branson. And as you check in and you go and experience different things, you earn points automatically. The great thing is you don't have to keep track of it. We keep track of it, and as you earn points, you get prizes. So you could end up with stickers in the mail. You could end up with a Christmas ornament or a stocking cap from Branson. So it's super fun and no obligation at all. You actually get rewarded just for visiting Branson and enjoying Christmas.
And when should I make the reservations? I mean, we're now almost halfway through December. Are there still hotel rooms available? Are there still show tickets available?
Definitely. You know, midweek is going to be the magic time to still be able to take part in all things Christmas in Branson. And then the beauty of it is every year you can set your calendar, you can schedule your time based on how we celebrate. It's every year consistently, November 1st through January 7th. That's how long Ozark Mountain Christmas celebration lasts.
That is wonderful. Nearest airport is?
Springfield Branson Airport. It's less than an hour's drive. Super convenient. 13 direct flight locations.
Okay. Heather Herman, I know you're relatively new to the job, but have you had a Christmas there yet?
Oh, my gosh, yes. This will be my second Christmas, and okay. I'm really, really excited because I have a house to enjoy it in with my full family here.
I presume you have it decorated totally so the helicopter can point you out?
Of course I do.
Okay. Well, Branson, Missouri is a very special place, and if you haven't been, which many Americans haven't because they don't think about going to Missouri, but they've probably heard about Branson, the live shows are amazing, and 50, I had no idea there are 50 theaters with live entertainment. That's very impressive. Check out the Christmas Pass and what's on offer and all that sort of stuff by going to explorebranson.com. And if you really want to go in deeply, explorebranson.com/season/Christmas. But I'm sure you can get right to it by going to explorebranson.com. Heather Herman, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much. Merry Christmas.
And to you too. We'll be right back.
Connect with America's number one travel radio show as we cover everything and anything in the world of travel by following us at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back.
As part of the Hilton portfolio of brands, Hilton Grand Vacations provides a premier travel experience that will surpass your expectations.
With more than 150 resorts across the U.S., Europe, Mexico, Asia, the Caribbean, and elsewhere, they provide spacious, upscale accommodations with home-like features and resort-style amenities ranging from beautiful pools to state-of-the-art fitness centers.
We like that you can convert membership points into Hilton Honor Points and use them for stays at thousands of Hilton hotels worldwide or for car rentals, air travel, and more. Their flexible point-based vacation ownership system enables members all the benefits of owning a vacation home without the responsibilities of traditional home ownership.
They also offer a one-of-a-kind program called HGV Ultimate Access that delivers special events and experiences from private concerts by top-selling musicians to celebrity chef-hosted dinners, world-class sporting events, and more.
Wherever your travel takes you, you'll always feel at home with Hilton Grand Vacations because where you stay will feel more like a home than a hotel room. Find more info at HiltonGrandVacations.com or, as always, check out RMWorldTravel.com under sponsors.
You know how every family has that one holiday cooking disaster story? Well, rest easily because those days are over with Chef IQ Sense. This wireless cooking thermometer is the best gift to yourself or friends and family because it's going to get your meat perfect every time. It's a great gift for a seasoned cook or everyone in between. This season, give yourself and your loved ones the gift of perfectly cooked meals and save 30% with code Carry at chefiq.com. That's chefiq.com. Use the code Carry and you'll get 30% off, or you can visit armworldtravel.com and find a link.
If you've been waiting to try learning a new language with Babbel, now is the time. Black Friday has come early this year. Babbel's biggest sale is happening now. Unlock all of the languages on Babbel with a lifetime subscription at our best price of the year, which means a small investment for all your big adventures. Babbel's bite-sized lessons fit easily into your daily routine and are easy to remember. Plus, Babbel teaches you relevant words and phrases so you can start speaking with confidence in as little as 3 weeks. And with a lifetime access to all of Babbel's languages, lessons, podcasts, and cultural insights, just imagine what you can do, or rather, where you could go. So if you've been putting off booking that pastry pilgrimage to France for fear of mispronouncing croissant, take advantage of Babbel's biggest sale of the season. Where will Babbel take you? Find out at Babbel.com. But hurry, this offer ends November 30th. Get Babbel's lifetime access for less, for a limited time at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
Here's the tale of the Daily Med Fill. Same old pharmacy, same old bill, but those prices kept rising higher still.
Till the savings wrangler rode in, cool as can be, Tap Good RX, saving massively.
No plan? Don't matter none. Up to 80% off. Deals are done.
Discounts hitting harder than Ma's chili. Dang. That one little lab does all the rest.
Save time and money on prescriptions.
Check Good RX. Good RX is not insurance.
Participate in the program, log on anytime to rmworldtravel.com. Once again, this is your RM World Travel Connection.
Welcome back. This segment of the show is sponsored by the 24/7 burglar busting protection for your home or small business called simplysafe.com/carry. So can a security system stop a break-in before it starts? Now, I'm not talking about Santa coming down the chimney, but the facts are traditional systems may not be able to do that, because they take action after someone's already inside, and that's often too late. The team at simplysafe.com/carry has designed their security systems to be proactive, with a double layer of defense to stop crime before it starts. For example, AI-powered cameras keep watch outside for potential threats. It's just one of the things that makes SimpliSafe different. Because if something looks off, live agents step in for you, confronting the person through the camera, letting them know they're on video, and that police are being dispatched. Their agents can also trigger a loud siren and a spotlight for others to see and hear, meant to draw criminals away. That outside-the-door intervention from live agents is a real difference maker. They act early, not after, and they do it even if you're asleep in a meeting, on vacation, or anywhere else. Take 50% off for any new system for Christmas. This is one of the best prices you'll see from Simply Safe. So visit them at simplysafe.com/carry, C-A-R-E-Y. simplysafe.com/carry, or as always, find a link at armworldtravel.com by looking under sponsors. Well, our next guest and I have a couple things in common. We're both journalists, and we both lost passports to pickpockets in Paris, which leads to the question, what happens if your passport is stolen or if you simply lose it while traveling abroad? Danielle Gelfand is a writer whose travel-related articles appear in the New York Times Travel 101 column. Danielle, my wallet was taken from my pocket while at an outdoor antique market in Paris. But more recently, my wallet was pickpocketed on board the Metro, the Paris subway system. Does that sound familiar?
Just like me, which is why I wrote this article. So I feel you.
Okay, what do you do? What do you do to avoid this?
Okay, so the first thing, so if your passport is lost or stolen while you're abroad, the first thing you want to do is you want to take a deep breath before you jump in, just because your adrenaline is pumping. And then you want to make sure your passport is actually gone, because once you declare it lost or stolen, it is no longer valid for travel. Then you want to contact your nearest U.S. embassy, okay? So go to the U.S. State Department embassy website for the country you're visiting. And as opposed to in the past where you might have called them to get an appointment, which happened to me like many, many years ago, now they're really digital focused, okay? So you're going to fill out a form or send an email to get an in-person appointment for a replacement passport, and also to report your passport as lost or stolen. And if you're traveling within a short time frame to get home, you'll need an emergency passport to get home, which is usually issued on the same day as your appointment. So here's something really important. Embassies are closed on weekends, local national holidays, and U.S. holidays. So for me, my passport was stolen right before the July 4th weekend, and I didn't know that, and it was a very long 4 days till we reopened again. Mm. But, you know, it was torture for me, but I heard back the next business day with an appointment. So just keep that in mind.
And take some photos with you, because they can't do the passport photos, can they?
Sorry?
You take photos with you.
I mean, I think some places have a photo booth, but mostly not. So if you have a chance to have one of those in your back pocket before you go, that's great. You also want to file a local police report. You'll need this for your insurance, and you might need it to leave the country because some countries want to know why you're traveling with a different passport than the one you came in on. And you obviously want to protect yourself from further identity theft. So if you have other credit cards or identifying information, you know, take all the steps you would if you were home.
Okay. And what can you do before you go to prepare?
Some things I did, some things I didn't, and I wish I had done. The first is make digital copies of all your personal identification, including your passport, your driver's license, and your birth certificate. Especially if you have kids who are under 18, make sure that's even more complicated. So have their birth certificate, copy, and proof of being their parent. And you also want to have your travel airline ticket confirmation, because they'll ask for it for you to get an emergency passport appointment. And, you know, take a picture of it. Put it on your phone as easy access as well. The second thing is bring hard copies of your personal identification, because at the U.S. Embassy, wherever you are, they're not going to let you in with your phone or your laptop for security reasons. They're going to need hard copies. And then, as we talked about earlier, hey, it's a bonus. Throw 2 passport photos in your suitcase and forget about it, because making photocopies and finding a place to get passport photos isn't that easy when you're abroad. Okay? Mm-hmm. And so those are my big tips.
I might add one more before we say goodbye. Maybe keep a copy of your passport and a photocopy of your passport and all of the credit cards you're carrying, and put it in your hotel safe. So if you do lose everything, you just got to pull that out and you have it. Danielle Gelfand, you know that of which you speak. For more information, you can go to Danielle's website. It's Danielle, traditional spelling. Her last name, Gelfand, is spelled G-E-L-F-A-N-D. So it's all one word, Danielle Gelfand. And just click on writing in the upper right-hand corner, and you will see a link to this article. And if you're going abroad soon, this is worth looking at. Danielle, I really appreciate your joining us. Thank you so much for your great advice. Stick around. We'll be back with more Travel Talk in just a moment.
Join the Travel Trio by accessing the show anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back. Stay connected with us anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
Well, we have had four diverse segments this hour as we cover the world of travel. And now for the E-Block folks, well, Mary and I are going to turn our attention to the hospitality sector of travel and a space that's dominated by one of our show partners, Hilton Grand Vacations.
Yeah, and we always enjoy the interactions we have with the team at Hilton Grand Vacations and the various big Let's Go America tours we've done from their properties. In fact, ahead in 2026, we will be showcasing Park City, Utah and Pigeon Forge, Tennessee with them. And today we're about to let you hear from an HGV member who is joining us on the show hotline to discuss his home away from home, Explorer member Todd Haberkorn.
Welcome to America's number one travel radio show, Todd.
Hello, hello. Good morning.
Well, good morning to you. Appreciate you being here with us. You know, we were told before the program today that you've been a member since 2018. You own three unique HGV properties, Maui Bay Villas being one of them that we love, Las Palmeras in Orlando another. Both of those are Hilton Grand Vacation Clubs. And then there's the third one that's here in the New York City area where we are on West 57th, the very posh Hilton Club. So as you may know, Mary and I, we've spent time at Maui Bay Villas multiple times. Will Bethel and the team do a great job there. We just broadcasted the program live from, we have done it from Maui Bay Villas in past years, but earlier this year we were with the Las Palmeras Resort and Ray Miller and his team. So I know you're there at the airport, you're on your way home from a very chilly New York City. I want you to talk with us about why you chose the West 57th property and what you like about it.
Oh my gosh, well, we literally just left there, and like you said, we are at the airport. My in-laws have never experienced Christmas in New York before, so I wanted to make sure they got that experience, and West 57th was just an amazing time for them because the hospitality was genuine and it was thorough and it was during the entirety of our stay. So they had a blast. And many times during the trip, they were like, this is bucket list. This is bucket list. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And I'm so glad that Hilton was a part of that because we traveled with a group of 10 and we wouldn't have been able to do that as easily as we could with Hilton. So it was a really, really special time and a great way to close up a year.
Todd, I'd love to hear directly from you. You mentioned the great hospitality, which Robert and I would concur is certainly a huge aspect of HGV. But what are some other virtues of the company, so to speak, that you really find that they deliver on that makes vacation ownership so appealing to you? Because clearly you're happy owning three different properties.
Yeah, well, I love the owner's lounge because those little perks like that add up over the years, especially as you, because when you own, it's for life. And so those little touches definitely add up and stick in your mind. It's great that they remember you. They have your profile on file. So everyone familiarizes themselves with you as you arrive, and it gives it that familial vibe. And everyone, the perks outside of that, whether it's the discount card they give you for attractions around the area, for meals, they also have great insider perks on like the Rockettes, for example. You could do a backstage tour with them around the holidays. And so they give you access to these things that you wouldn't normally get otherwise to really incentivize being a part of the Hilton Grand Vacations Club family.
Very nice. So let's go to Maui, one of our favorite places on the planet. We've been to that island at least 10 different times. And from firsthand experience, Todd, we can share that Maui Bay Villas is stunning with the ocean views, the volcanic views of Haleakala, as you know, and the nice pools, right? So you mentioned multi-gen travel, taking your in-laws and 10 people, which HGV certainly makes that very easy to do. And we brought our sons, Robert, to Maui Bay Villas. It's great for multi-gen. They want to go back. Yeah. How are you enjoying that property?
Well, first of all, I mean, any time you're in the vicinity of anything Hawaiian over there, you just, it puts you at ease.
Mm-hmm.
I always say that's the one place I go where my laptop and I don't really talk a lot, which is it's Hawaii's fault. Yeah. But no, Maui is, I mean, it's picturesque. I mean, it's everything that you see in movies and read about, and the properties match that, I feel like. So they really do a good job of, what I like about the different Hiltons that we've been at around the world with Grand Vacation is that they attune those properties to the area. So whether it's in Japan and it has some of the sensibilities and cultural aspects of Japan in that property, it's the same thing I feel like with Hiltons in the various parts of Hawaii and the different islands. Here in New York, you get that vibe. And so that's another one of those attention to detail aspects that they didn't have to do, but they do. And I appreciate
that. Yeah, I would agree with that. You know, and I want to talk a little bit about Orlando as well, because, again, we saw it again when we were there earlier this year. The growth there has been explosive. We've got to talk a little on Las Palmeras, because there are a number of HGV properties in Orlando. They're headquartered there, certainly. But Las Palmeras has, you know, a great team under Ray's leadership.
Yeah,
the property,
do.
It's in a prime location. It's adjacent there to the Universal Parks, or several of them. You got the convention center. That's its neighbor. I mean, I like that. I mean, I'm curious how long you've been a part of that property. And do you see, is there some place next for you and your family?
You know, I've been a part of that property about as long as you had mentioned at the beginning, I think around the same time, 2018. I just love, for me, the biggest aspect is versus buying just a separate home. Being a part of the Hilton Club ecosystem is that second home, because you don't have just your home in one spot. You can go everywhere and anywhere. And that also allows us to do what we did here, as I mentioned, which is bring our huge family with us. And they get those experiences that they wouldn't otherwise have. I mean, my in-laws have worked their whole lives and they haven't had an opportunity to do something like this. And without this aspect of it with Hilton, they wouldn't have been able to do that.
Well, I'm glad you got a chance to enjoy that, Todd. I mean, again, a really nice connecting with you today. Look, we're going to look forward to seeing you on a future HGV property, I hope you have a great holiday season. Happy travels in 2026.
Hey, thank you. Same to you.
Thank you, Todd. Take care.
All right. Well, there goes Todd. Nice checking in with him. Hopefully he has a safe flight back across the country. That's going to wrap a busy hour one this week. Hour two is ahead in 7 minutes. We're going to share more from our travels this week aboard the all-new Oceana Allura. AAA and Wreaths Across America, that's happening today, is also still to come. Keep those radios locked in, folks. We'll be back after this top of the hour break. Don't forget, you can catch the show anytime, anywhere, and via our live stream at rmworldtravel.com.
You've been listening to award-winning RM World Travel, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.